Right, I'm here at the St. Agnes Community Youth Orchestra stand at the Dublin 12 Health Fair, and I'm talking to
Rose Lines
and
Margaret McCabe,
and they're just going to tell us a little bit about what they do. So, Rose, do you want to go?
Hello, how are you? I'm Rose Lines. I'm a member of the St. Agnes' Violin Project fundraising committee. I'm actually here to try and promote this programme, because this programme means the world to me and anybody else who actually comes in contact with this programme.
Rose has just shown me a picture of a little girl who, she's about 6 or 7, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her.
This little girl is named Rebecca, and Rebecca has studied in St. Agnes' school, and when this programme started 5 years ago, Rebecca was taught the violin, and in the interim time from 5 years to now, Rebecca now is a scholarship pupil to the Royal Irish Academy of Music at Chatham Road. Now, those scholarships are few and far between, but at this moment in time, we have a group of children who are studying in the Royal Irish Academy of Music on scholarship. We have a group of children in DIT, Conservatory of Music, also on scholarship.
Isn't that fantastic? Like, these started out as community grassroots. Like, and the kids wouldn't have had picked up an instrument at home.
We have children now who, through tough, tough, rigorous auditions, are now members of the Dublin Youth Orchestra.
Oh, that's fantastic!
It's absolutely good. I'm there 2 days a week.
Right.
And in those 2 days a week, I have the pleasure of watching on a day-to-day basis what is done in the school.
Oh.
I'm watching what it does for the children of St. Agnes School. But on top of that, I've actually witnessed what it's doing for the wider community.
Yeah.
We now,
it's bringing a sense of pride to the area.
We now have an orchestra made up of 90 people, ranging in age from 18 to 80. And the weekend just gone, we performed, and this is, I'm so proud of this, we performed in Tala, Shamrock Rovers Grounds, up in Tala, which is, isn't it the Shamrock Rovers Grounds?
Yeah.
It was a phenomenal concert. It was a free concert for everybody, but every seat in that auditorium was full. It was completely full, and it was a tremendous concert for young and old alike. They actually witnessed firsthand what goes on in St. Agnes.
I remember hearing this here about 2 years ago in this very hall where we are now. And I just, it was quite emotional listening to it. It really was brilliant.
They've improved it enough since
I'd love it. I'd love it if we
were here
to share
as well.
Oh, I missed that then.
We were here to share as well.
And this is Margaret now that
I'm
speaking to.
I'm Margaret McCabe, and I'm the social committee for the Parents Orchestra and the Musical Society. I'll just let them know what's going on there. We have the Parents' Orchestra, which meets up on a Monday night from 7 till 9. Everybody is welcome. You can come in. They will give you an instrument. They will teach you. And it's just phenomenal. It's like one big happy family. They also meet up on a Tuesday morning from 11:45 till 12:30. Then there's the Musical Society, which is on the Tuesday night, which this year ran the first production of Oklahoma, which was a huge success, and we had 4 sellout shows.
Brilliant.
This year now they're doing The King and I, which will be the production of that will show in March of 2013. They meet up on Tuesday nights at 7 till 9. Now, the very new programme that started up now is the new Music Centre, and that's on a Wednesday, and there's a lot of stuff going on there.
And Margaret's shown me a list of all the stuff that's going on. And we just have a few seconds left. What one thing or two things do you most need at the moment if you had a wish?
More funds.
More funds, yeah.
More funds.
And is there anyone
Rose,
working on a full-time basis?
Yes. Yeah, myself and Rose work on fundraising, and we know.
And are you voluntary?
Voluntary, yes.
So is there any full-time people?
We have
teachers.
People that are actually being paid in St. Agnes on behalf of this are teachers.
Okay. Sorry, and we're just finishing running out of time now. It was great talking to Margaret and Rose, and
it's
hopefully I might come down and we'll do a further talk.
Very, very well.
Thank you very much.
We actually have a Christmas market on the 1st of December, and we would absolutely be delighted
for everybody.
Until next